From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is back on the offensive this morning after last night's nationally broadcast speech on health care. Speaking to the American Nurses Association, he pointed to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau showing the number of Americans living without health insurance climbed last year.
Over the last 12 months, it's estimated that the ranks of the uninsured have swelled by nearly 6 million people. That's 17,000 men and women every single day.
The new census data shows the number of people lacking health insurance rose in 2008 to more than 46 million. In his address to a joint session of Congress last night, he sought to quell fears about his plan, and Mr. Obama used his speech to challenge lawmakers to stop bickering about it. Meanwhile, Republican John McCain of Arizona told NBC this morning that the administration needs to reach out more aggressively to Republicans. He said a health care overhaul would be good for the country, but that it needs to be bipartisan. According to new economic reports out today, consumer demand is showing some signs of improvement in July, while the number of new unemployment claims fell more than expected. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
First, the U.S. trade deficit saw some increases in imports, partly because of the surge in demand for cars. The result, economists say, of a rebounding auto industry and the Cash for Clunkers government rebate program, encouraging more dealers to build up their inventory. Overall, imports were up 4.7%. That's the highest monthly gain since 1992. Exports increased as well, but just over 2%. These signs of increased demand do not necessarily mean companies are hiring. While first-time job claims did drop lower than expected, the total number of people on the unemployment rolls nudged up in the late weeks of August, and economists project the unemployment rate will reach 10% by the end of this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
General Motors is planning to sell a majority share in its Opel Vauxhall European units to the Canadian auto supplier Magna and a Russian bank. The sale is part of GM's continued consolidation after its bankruptcy filing in June. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
One of the tough lessons of the recession was that GM was too big to succeed. As market share slid over the years, the company still maintained a global footprint with more brands than it could support. The collapse in auto sales last year forced the company to restructure in bankruptcy. The deal announced today is the latest step towards a smaller GM. General Motors will retain a 35% share in Opel Vauxhall, and Opel workers will own 10% of the company. GM is in the process of selling Saturn, Hummer, and Saab. The company is killing Pontiac. GM, which is now majority owned by the U.S. government, expects the Opel deal to close in the next few months. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are edging up. The Dow right now is up 24 points. This is NPR News. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani is condemning today's truck bombing in northern Iraq that left at least 20 civilians dead, 30 wounded, and 40 buildings destroyed. The deadly attack struck a Kurdish village outside the northern city of Mosul. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Iraqi security officials said the truck bomb ripped through the village of Wardak in the early hours of the morning, causing a heavy civilian loss of life. Officials said local security men prevented an even worse death toll by stopping and defusing a second truck bomb before it could go off. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but in the past, Sunni insurgents with ties to al-Qaeda have targeted small villages in the north. Talabani statement said today's attack underlines the need to enhance intelligence gathering and security measures in the north. Separately, a coordinated bomb attack at a market in Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad, killed several Iraqis and wounded dozens. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
The UN-backed commission investigating fraud in Afghanistan's presidential election has issued its first orders to completely exclude some ballots from the final tally. The commission says all the ballots from five polling stations in one province should be voided because they show clear evidence of fraud. Decisions by the commission are final under Afghanistan's electoral law. Meanwhile, a group of Afghan journalists is condemning the military operation that led to the rescue of a British reporter working for the New York Times, but the death of an Afghan colleague. The newly formed Media Club of Afghanistan is accusing British troops of having a double standard when it comes to Western and Afghan lives. The group also condemns the Taliban for abducting both journalists last week. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.